Hello and welcome to another episode of Nourishing Solutions Telesummit. Solutions for you to find ways in more deeply honoring and nourishing yourself, your body, and your food. I'm your host, Laura Lee Humphreys, and today I am so thrilled to share with you a beautiful, enlightened woman, Himalaya Bell. And Himalaya empowers thousands of people internationally with her unique blend of traditional and modern lifestyle programs, workshops, retreats, and videos. She facilitates her work globally and has started numerous DVDs. She also hosts her own TV show, Bully Blast, bringing fitness to a whole new level of fun through yoga and dance. That sounds yummy. She has been featured in numerous publications such as New York Times, Yoga Studio Journal, LA Times, and Shape, as well as being on the talk shows of Ellen, Lisa Oz, and The Today Show. Himalaya provides tools for experiencing a balanced state of being, true self-acceptance, and a passion for life. She provides tools to break down barriers that hold us back from experiencing a powerful spiritual connection. Himalaya is passionate about leading others to their own truth as well as inspiring a yogic lifestyle. Her work inspires and motivates many to live healthy and joyful lives. So hello, Himalaya, and welcome.
Oh, hello, Laura Lee. Thank you so much for having me. This is great.
Yes, thanks so much for being a part of this summit and sharing your juicy wisdom of living a life of joy and health.
Happy to do so.
Great. So tell us about your own journey in discovering your own healthy and joyful, happy life and what you're doing now.
All right. Well, I think the first thing is I think yoga would be the first place, but also the yogic lifestyle more so, and the Ayurvedic lifestyle. I grew up in an Indian household home. My parents are both from India. And we grew up with some of these practices, and it really ingrained into me and embedded particular self-care rituals, routines, regimes, and which really benefited, I feel, you know, my whole life and has made it capable for me to keep myself in health while we're in this crazy chaotic world.
Yeah. Good balancing.
Yeah. So I think that's where it roots from. And then I went on to study yoga, yoga asana, but yoga practice, meditation, I never studied dance really, except for I did do some classical Indian dance study, but the dance is, I think, just our birthright. If we are human, we dance.
Yeah, we move. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so those are, some, and it all comes from my culture, I would say. I would, you know, most of my education and in embedding into my life would be from my culture, my upbringing.
Yeah, beautiful. So what was the point or experiencing for you that led you to decide that you wanted to do this type of a career of teaching, coaching, and sharing all this with people?
You know, it's interesting. I never wanted to teach. I never had that goal. I never had that desire. It sort of just happened. But I think as it was happening, there was a conscious realization. I think the big thing was I was working on myself. I was going through learning about the imbalances I had in my mind, in my spirit, in my body. And I just kept diving into more learning about Ayurveda and yoga again, and, you know, getting into therapy and process work and programs and, you know, all this transformational work and more and more and more. It just naturally, as I kept working on myself, I got to this point where I was overflowing with, you know, advice or suggestions and coaching. And so my friends were coming to me, my family was coming to me for learning meditation, learning pranayama, learning, you know, how to deal with things. And I'm not saying like a guru in any way, more so just like a friend who, you know, that's been there.
Right. Yeah.
So I think it sort of just naturally happened that way. And I really went on to start learning really ways to reset or release the mindset that we hold on to, you know, that holds us back from a powerful spiritual connection. Because each one of us, whether we believe in God or a source of some sort that's outside of ourselves or not, we still all have a way to connect back in with that powerful center sobriety place. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I went on to learning about releasing the mindset, and I use all of those tools in my programs now and my classes now. And then of course, all of the things I learned in the upbringing and the yogic and the Ayurvedic lifestyle is how to rejuvenate the body. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Rejuvenate the body also through dance moves. And I'm not talking about, you know, dancing at a club or even choreography kind of dance. I'm talking about certain specific moves of dance that come naturally. We just need to be reminded of how to really rejuvenate with these particular moves. And, you know, to heal our bodies with movement, mm-hmm. you know, and of course, you know, we do all these things and it led me to realigning with the big mission. Each one of us has a bigger mission. I don't know if you have this experience or anybody who's listening right now of knowing that you were meant to do something here.
Yeah.
That is this, you know, in the Vedas, in the Vedic terms, that is called your dharma, your duty. And if you're not doing your duty here, you have this sense of being lost, confused, unclear. Decisions are hard because if we don't have that, and that doesn't necessarily mean we're going to make a living from it, like living as in like making money from it, mm-hmm. but it does mean that we are on purpose. If you've heard that particular term, we are on purpose and have our duty intact. So in the Vedas, when they talk about dharma, they talk about you're in alignment with what you're meant to do here, why you came here. And if you didn't do that thing, you wouldn't be who you are.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. So then then you're on a whole other realization. Mm-hmm. So I have all these R's that I work with.
Yeah.
I call it the R.
Yeah, your beautiful three R's.
Yeah, and you know, release, rejuvenate, realign. And then the fourth one that is the bonus one that I have just introduced, and like it's sort of the bonus secret one, and I'm going to share it with you right now.
Okay.
It's what's in my Enlightened Women's Leadership Program. This is what I'm going to take us through. And the last one is realize. I actually say realize yourself. You've heard of self-realization. Well, this is realize yourself.
Yes.
And this is your highest self.
Yes.
And you can gain mastery in your connection to source all the time. So when we work with these R's in my programs, it's powerful. So this is what brought me to teaching, is like my own path of discovering all of these R's and bringing them into my life and following them. You know, I've been doing this for 22 years.
Wow. Long
you know,
time.
Really diving deep into my own healing and movement forward and realigning to my mission so I can serve my duty here, my dharma.
Yeah.
And so I think the teaching came naturally out of my own healing path. And I think I hear this a lot now with especially the women so far that have signed on for the Enlightened Women's Leadership Program. I hear that they have been doing so much healing. I mean, we are blessed in this time and age that there's so much available to us to guide us to our healed self.
Yeah, totally.
And the problem with that is now we're looking for perfection and we just keep chasing this hamster wheel. And I found myself very much relating to what these women have been sharing with me is that I had been chasing the hamster wheel for many of those years, like a good decade. Like, now I need to go to this healer and fix myself there. And I have to go here now. And I have to go here now. And I need to be better and better and better and better. And I realized I was looking for perfect Himalaya. Some perfect version of Himalaya that I am not now.
Yeah.
So my big realization was we got to get off that hamster wheel.
Totally.
We already have the tools. Here we are, you know, and here I am. So, you know, in the program, it's really learning how to being with your own ways. Mm-hmm. Of releasing the mindset. Of course, I'm going to share my ways that are so easy and simple and really take you further than you could perhaps in your daily life. Because if you notice, we go to these healers and we go to these therapists and we go to these things, but we're not taking anything in our own practice.
Yeah.
You know? We're relying on other people.
Right.
So this is why I've named this program Enlightened Women Leadership Program. Mm-hmm. Because we are capable. We have what it takes already right here.
Totally.
So I'm so excited for what's happening right now and for you to create this summit, also to share what you're sharing. I'm just excited to see what's happening right now.
Yeah, there's so much. And it's just, I can really relate to a lot of what you've been saying. It's just, you know, recognizing we are everything, we have everything right here. It's not like we have to fix or find or heal or something. We're already complete.
Yeah.
And another thing too with this is, you know, in my the title of the summit of Nourishing Solutions is like we have innate within us. We all want to help or do something. It's, you know, to express our purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And unless we take time to fill our own self up, to nourish ourself, you know, find solutions for us, then we cannot be a nourishing solution for anyone else.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I think along with that is not just to serve our purpose, it's actually to help people. You know, usually our dharma, our duty is really at the bottom source of it is we want to help our communities, our families, ourselves is what we forget.
Yeah.
So that is exactly right. That's another thing about this particular program. We have this innate desire to help shift the consciousness of the world. But you know what? It begins with ourselves now.
Yeah, we can't leave that. We can't leave ourselves out of the equation. And it's, you know, when we encompass the whole thing, or, you know, taking ourselves into the equation, then, you know, it transcends that innate desire to help from a point of enabling or maybe martyrdom because we do everything to depletion, and it elevates it to a place of where we can be that blessing, that nourishing solution to other people. So it's important. So could you talk to us a little bit about your release process? Just kind of walk us through your three R's. How does the release, the mindset, work in your program?
Yeah, so I have a few tools in my tool belt. And one of them is to, like, I call it the hard reset button. You know, on your computer when it starts to go really slow and there's things that are bogging it down, there's, you know, the, what do they call it? The caches, or the cache is full.
Yeah.
Or whatever the thing. You know, it's just like so heavy. And our bodies and our minds get really inundated with with these energies that are not moving. Mm-hmm. And so this particular release of mindset is about moving those emotions and energies that are stuck in our way from being in our highest, most radiant, you know, joyful state of being. And I'm not talking about walking around pretending that everything is okay, I'm fine, everything's fine. No, I'm talking about here I am in alignment. I am, you know, in the releasing the mindset is the first, it's the first place. Mm-hmm. And let's just do a quick little exercise right now. So everybody who's listening right now, take a deep breath in. We'll do a cleansing breath first. Inhale. Okay. And exhale out of the mouth. And on the next inhale, we're going to take a deep, deep, deep breath in, even more deep than you did before, all into every bottom of your breath, bottom of your belly, front and back. Fill it up, fill it up, fill it up. Hold the breath. Touch the tongue to the roof of the mouth and hold, hold, hold. Take more breath in now. Hold, 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 hold. Now vibrate a little bit. So vibrate the body. Actually move it. I know we're resistant, but hold. Vibrate, 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 vibrate. Capture all those things that you have been holding on to in your body, into your body, and release everything. Shake it out. Ah. Shake, shake, shake. Vibrate, vibrate. Take another deep breath in. Cleansing breath out. Ah. That's just one easy, kind of simple way to gather all of these things that are... So what happens is our minds become very contracted. Mm-hmm. We walk around and you'll notice, like if you're working at a computer or you're talking to somebody and your shoulders start to go up.
Yeah.
And there's contraction in the body. So what this does is release that. So why I say release the mindset is because that fight or flight relaxes. Mm-hmm.
We
are no longer in survival. We are no longer in, I need to figure out everything. And it just looks like, oh, because what happens when we're contracted like that, it's like a bomb waiting to go off.
Yeah.
And it's a bomb ticking. So if we can capture and we can hold and gather and release that bomb like that, then we can come back to a peace and a state of mind that is released, calm, clear. And then we go on from there to have the conversations that we need to have.
Yeah.
And then we even have a chance. If we don't do the first piece here of releasing the mindset, I also call it resetting the mindset, you know. If we don't do this first piece, and it's a little bit more than that. That was just a tiny piece of the pie.
Yeah.
But if we don't do that, we can't even go on to rejuvenate. How can you rejuvenate when you're contracted? How can you realign when you're contracted? How can you even realize who you are if you're so tight? You know, so
you can't.
This
yeah.
is the first piece. Thank you for asking. This is like, this is the money, as they say.
Yeah, the main thing. And it's beautiful how that just naturally leads into the next, because it's like just that shaking with the breath. That was a cool exercise. I thought, man, if you did that for 10, 15 minutes, just imagine where you'd be. But, but it's, you know, the body just wants to move. Just life force, the essence of who you are, just wants to move through the body.
Yes.
And like you're saying, the contraction through the emotional, the mental kinks, it tightens the musculature, and so our bodies are just, like you said, that bomb, rather than just the open flowingness to allow life to move through us and express through us. So it's, So, and that leads directly into connecting with the body and caring and for it, rejuvenating it. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, exactly. So, yes, we use... when we embrace some of these moves of dance, and, you know, again, what I feel like dance is that little baby moving its belly to whatever music is playing. So it's that pure, like, very co-creative with the universe, you know? It's this, like, oh, I'm just moving because that's what feels good. So what is it called when... they had this really funny thing when you express yourself through movement. Oh my gosh. Oh, I can't remember the name of it. But anyways, we rejuvenate with these, and for women especially, and I think I'm most likely talking to the majority is women that are listening to this, mm-hmm. is that sensuality.
Yes.
You know, when we rejuvenate our bodies through dance in this way, it gets us in touch with that deeper queen mm-hmm. goddess self that we have.
Yes.
And that's what I'm talking about rejuvenating too. You
yes.
know, truly, like I feel like we get so far away that we are not this, we are not that, we are not this, we are not that. We're not enough. We're not, you know, we're not perfect yet. We're not this. And then it really dance and the way that I lead us through it and share who it is so rejuvenating on such a level that your sensuality just comes out.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean your sensuality is not sex. It
right.
is sensuality is this, again, I'm going to use the word co-creation with life.
Mm-hmm.
It's that walking down the street and, oh my God, you see a flower and you have to take that essence in, that smell in, that experience in. And that is what I talk about rejuvenation. Rejuvenation
yeah.
that you can notice these beautiful things around you and in you.
Yeah.
You know, these moments in life where we have been missing mm-hmm. for who knows how long.
Yeah.
I know I was missing it for a long time. I didn't notice.
Yeah,
didn't
we get so busy.
Yeah, I didn't notice
yeah.
the beauty that was all around me. I didn't notice the beauty that was in me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the rejuvenation is. Through these dance moves, oh gosh, it just rejuvenates that truth. That
yeah.
little baby that we were, do you uh-huh. think she had any insecurity of saying, oh, I need to find, I'm not beautiful. That baby knew that she was beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
She is beautiful. So that rejuvenation is coming back to that child wisdom.
Yeah.
And that's why we use these particular dance moves for that.
Yeah. When you're talking about sensuality, to me, it's like it's being in touch with the physical senses to experience all of life, like you were saying. And it's also developing a deep connection relationship with the body and allowing her to express herself through our physical senses, not only connecting us with our outside world, but just the innate, the indigenous wisdom that resides within the cells of our bodies,
mm-hmm.
which is just so profound to access and help direct our lives.
You're absolutely right, and you were used indigenous, and that's exactly right. The indigenous cultures all use dance.
Mm.
As their medicine.
Yeah, dance and drumming.
You know?
Yeah.
And they don't have these external substances, drugs, antidepressants, and so on and so on. I mean, some cultures have the, you know, medicinal plant medicine, but all in all, it's really... they are using these exact things that I'm talking about in my mm-hmm. program.
Yeah.
You know, this comes from my culture, and I can see it in so many indigenous cultures that they use movement, dance, sound, you know, expressiveness,
yeah.
To be in their highest state. And their highest state, as the yogis say and the Vedas say, is ananda, is joy, is bliss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're not in your body, then you have a really hard time experiencing that.
Well, okay, that's the perfect thing. If they're not in your body, where are you?
Yeah.
In your mind.
Mind.
Yeah, there it goes. And then we bring it back to releasing, resetting. The mind set.
Definitely. Yes. The little circle and loop that we find ourselves in.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Do you mind if I just share a little exercise to do right now,
sure.
Ladies, if you're listening? Do you mind? I'll just take us through like a little simple thing that you can do, even if you're listening to this on the subway, or if you're, you know, walking down the street. Just take a moment, take a pause, stop where you are, plant your feet more than hip distance apart, bend your knees, and just take a breath here. Feel your pelvis floating. Like, just take it a little tuck forward and then a tuck back. I know it depends on where you are. I can just imagine walking down the street right now with you, and we're playfully being like our little girls, our little inner children. That childlike wisdom that just knows that we need to stop for a moment. I actually prefer doing this barefoot on some grass or some earth. Even better, if you've got it right near, go for it.
Yeah.
And take your hands on your hips. And we're going to do something that a child would do in kindergarten. We're going to keep your knees really bent. And we're just going to take our hips around in a big circle, like as if we were hula hooping. But keep your knees bent again, and especially as you go forward, because we want to protect our lower back, and take those hips around in a big circle. So you have to push your hip out to one side, just like a baby would do, and then take it all the way up and around over to the other side, and then forward and again. And take a deep breath in as you're doing this, and just make this sound. Ah. And take it the other direction now. Good. And then come back to center. Take your hands off your hips and just shake out your hands for a moment. And just stand here and pause. And just notice that little thing. So even in Taoism, they use this exercise to spiral the energy, to clear up any old garbage in our hips, in our bellies, anything that's stuck that's, you know, in this particular chakra that we're talking about too, is our second chakra. That's where our sensuality is. That's where our creativity is. Mm-hmm. So this is all garbled up. And if you'll notice, women, we carry it right here in our bellies and our hips.
Definitely.
So when we just simply use this nourishing, rejuvenating movement like this with intentions of spiraling and releasing, unlocking, unleashing, all those things that are ready to just be released so they're out of your way, so you can co-create with the universe, so you can be in your most rejuvenated, healthy, beautiful, powerful self.
Right.
So take a deep breath in again. And exhale. Okay, continue on.
Yeah,
maybe you're walking down the street, maybe you're at your office, wherever you are.
Just move.
Thank you for taking that break with me.
Oh, yeah. And it just helps stir, like I said, stir up the energy, and I could feel it. And something that I just find very beautiful with this is I use like the map, or I call it the body map, like the metaphor of our body is to tell us, inform us of different aspects of our being. And the pelvic floor, the pelvic bowl, our reproductive organs, that's the base, the foundation of our physical body, of our trunk, which is also where you said there sexual creative energies are, and that is the base foundation of who we are as spiritual creative beings, is that spiritual or that creative energy, whether it's manifest of masculine or feminine. And so when we can connect deeply with our body there and tap into that core essence of who we are as creative spiritual beings, then the body wisdom, the energy of all of that consciousness, informs us of our purpose and why we're here.
Absolutely.
Right. And then
it brings us back into that sobriety, like I was talking about, and that realignment to your big mission.
Yeah.
And we want that because we want to be able to attract the right balance of pleasure, passion, and purpose.
Yes.
You know, that's what we're all looking for.
Yeah.
How do we have more pleasure here? How do we have more passion here? How do we have our purpose here? All in alignment. And I think that those are definitely hidden underneath all the rest of the garbage. And so you can't see that that's...
it's all in there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yes. So, and another thing too is when we can stir the creative fires and free up all that energy, rather than that energy being inverted or misdirected to creating the pain and the ickiness or perceived ickiness in our lives, we can then channel all that creative energy to create our dreams, to make a difference in our world, to discover our passions and pleasures and purposes and live them. And so can you talk a little bit about how you use that R in your program?
Yeah, the realign to your mission.
Yeah.
Now, this is more of an experiential. It is a bit more difficult to talk about. But what essentially it is being so connected to yourself that it's undeniable. The drive or the passion is undeniable towards how you want to serve and what you want to, and serving in general.
Yeah.
So, there's a difference with people that are, okay, so there's this whole, like, I need to find my purpose. And then I've seen women go on the hamster wheel of that, or people go on the hamster wheel of, like, oh my God, what's my purpose? What's my purpose? What's my purpose? And, I guarantee you are living your purpose. Okay.
Yeah.
There's nothing to find. You are doing it. You are doing it in every relationship, every conversation, in the work that you have done, the work that you're going to do, the whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the realignment part comes in when you are so connected to that center core, to that knowing without a doubt that you want to, that you are just doing it. Like, that's the thing, is like, there's no veil of, now I know what my purpose is, now I need to do it. It's just, you're doing it and you're so in content with it.
Yeah.
And then, like, on the experiential, this is the part where I probably can't give you in this moment. This would be a thing that you have to experience in the program or at a class with me, is that we get to this place where there's no mask that we're wearing anymore. Mm. There's no veil between, there's no protection thing that we're carrying. There's no contraction. So now we're just sitting in a pod with these souls seeing us and us seeing them.
Mm.
And there is only community, and you can see it, feel it, be it so clearly.
Yeah.
That it's undeniable again, that you just find that place and there's no going back. Once we get to this, because I think that that's what life is all about, is being in that connection to your communities, families, deep relationships with the people in your life. That's what I mean by realign to your mission.
Ah, that's beautiful. Yeah.
So
in talking about that, it just reminded me of kind of like my own journey. And I'm sure it's, if we were to look at our lives, for a lot of us, we'll find the similar theme of, as you said, we're always living our mission. And it's not something that just comes and goes like within a 5-year window. It's a lifelong thing. And so over the course of your whole life, it's going to take different images or faces, it's going to develop kind of like how wine ages over time. And so, I look at how I'm expressing my mission now, and it is different than how I was doing it, say, 20 years ago, because it was more in its development gestation period, but it was still there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just recognizing it and how the different phases of the development of our mission and how we express it.
Absolutely.
And also just being, like I said, fully engaged. When we're connected with our body, like we were talking before, then we're engaged in our life so that we can express our mission and fulfill it and create it.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing, absolutely.
So, which then leads us to the fourth one of realizing who we are and being seen, being allowed to be vulnerable in the presence of others for who we truly are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's the self-realization. That's what this program is about. This is why I'm deeply passionate about this program, Enlightened Women Leadership Program. I believe in it. I believe that by realizing your highest self and gaining mastery in your connection to source at all times, I mean, who doesn't want that?
Yeah, really.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's a work in progress. You know, that is something that I can see that we are all disconnected from source the majority of the time. And so how do we stay in that place? So this particular fourth realize your highest self is, this is where we get to when we commit on a deep level, mm-hmm. you know, and when you're ready to take this next level this next step for you, like maybe you've known it for a long time, but like your next like stairway that is so like just a few steps away. This is the place where you know, you just won't miss sitting at your altar every day for a couple minutes. You will know exactly what to do to bring yourself back to source when you lose your shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's about, you know, because the thing is, the human condition is that we are always going to forget. That's the mind. That's the suffering here, is our human existence, is that we will keep forgetting. And there will be lots of things that will distract us from coming into that connection to source. And so us gaining the mastery over that is like knowing when, how quickly, it's like, oh my God, I forgot. Here I go again. Boom. Mm-hmm. Realignment.
Right.
You know, and it's that quick. And I know it was pretty bold of me to call this program Enlightened Women Leadership Program. Enlightened it's a very loaded word or description. And I'm not saying that we're going to be bodhisattvas or goddesses. What I am saying is we're aspiring to come back to source at all times, every time we forget.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So that's the self-realization. That's the realizing your highest self and why you'd want to be there.
Yeah.
So you don't get caught up in the chaos for too long. You know, we will get caught up in it, but the quicker we can do is we can be our own bodhisattvas.
Yeah, definitely.
And you know, bodhisattva is someone who is committed to the evolution of the souls here.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can be that for yourself, then hello.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and another thing I'd like to add too with that is, you know, when you're realizing yourself, there's that internal work and checking in, like you were just saying. And that also invites us into relationship, community with other people, because it's through interaction with them, having them reflect back to us, that we can see ourselves.
Mm.
And so the community that we draw and attract to us reflects where we are at in our internal growth and progress. And when we can have those beautiful people in our lives that, you know, when we can look in the eyes of each other and see the divinity shining back, it informs us of who we really are. and why we're here.
Yes, absolutely. You know? Right.
And it supports us again in all of these four R's, these four steps of our mission and caring for ourselves. So, yes. A beautiful, juicy way of living.
Yes, Lorelei, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Lots of nuances to talk about and discuss and explore. Well, I know you've mentioned several times, well, this whole talk has been about your Enlightened Women Leadership Program. So where can people and women find out about this and participate in it?
Yeah, so you can find out about it on my website, Hemalaya.com, H-E-M-A-L-A-Y-A-A.com. And you'll go to the program section and you'll find it there. And this program is especially ideal for women who are ready to take that next step. And again, maybe you've known it for a long time and you just need the support, encouragement, and the tools to step forward into the path of purpose and your soul's calling. So, you know, I am deeply passionate about this program. I believe in it. I live by it. Yeah. And I want it to be accessible to all of us. And it is by application only. So we can find, you know, I'm limiting it to a smaller group, this particular run. It's all online and it's a webinar 4-week series. It starts June 28th. I'm accepting enrollments and applications up until the 26th, and we're closing the enrollments by then. I'm actually pretty confident that we're going to be sold out by that time anyways. That's only a couple of weeks away. And it is, you know, if you're interested, I would say jump on it. If you're feeling called, and that's what it is, it's, you know, if you feel called, jump on it, ladies. That's the thing is when we feel something within ourselves, that's what I say is jump on it, dive in. I'm super excited to be with us. I'm leading myself as, you know, I'm being led. And I'm leading myself and all of us. And it's already a powerful, beautiful group of community of women that are gathering and that are already leaders and stepping up into leadership on another level for themselves.
Beautiful. Yes, so I encourage all of you to go check that out at Himalaya's website. How often during the year do you do this?
That's a good question. This is the first time I'm running it online like this, and I believe I will probably run it twice a year at max. Most likely once a year, but I think right now I can see the possibility of me running another one in the fall.
Beautiful, check her out and all the other resources that Himalaya offers us. You also have a gift for our audience here for the Telesummit. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I do. So when you sign up for my when you sign up for my email list, I send you 6 videos daily into your inbox, and they are me discussing and sharing tools and tips, just like I did today, but actually it's video of me. So you can, you know, there's all sorts of different subjects that I'm talking about and guiding you through, and they're pretty funny. Some of them are fun and funny.
Yeah, right.
And entertaining. So check them out. They're not too long, and you get that free when you sign up.
Beautiful. What a beautiful, nice gift, generous gift. So, yes, I encourage everyone to look at that. The web, the URL for her gift is posted on the replay page as well as in the emails. So you can go check those out and definitely go visit Himalaya at her website, himalaya.com, and sign up for her Enlightened Women's Leadership Program. Sounds beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. So is there any final tips anything that you'd like to impart with our audience today?
I am grateful. I am grateful and honored to be here with you, Laura Lee. Mm-hmm. And I know that you have an amazing coaching program as well. And I, you know, I know that that's very valuable. And I'm grateful for this summit. Thank you for arranging it and creating it for all of us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah. So you're a leader, and I'm honored to be in this space with you.
Thank you. Yes, I've really enjoyed putting it together and getting to know all the speakers and talking about such fun things like transformation.
Yes, right, exactly.
Oh, yes. So many conversations to be had.
Yeah, exactly.
So, well, with that, I encourage all of you again to look for ways in your life, in your day today, where you can just relax your mind, relax your body, connect with it, and find just nuances where you can develop a greater love and nourishing for yourself, your body, and your food. Take care.